These three things throughout the Seder Pesach by night is lo yotzi yedei chavosei. He was not mizkayim his chayv. So it's a question, which chayv aren't you yotze? The Maram Cholova, I think, brings down, one shot is, you're not yotze the chayv of saying the Haggadah. It's a chilek of this mitzvah of saying the Haggadah, could be the Rabbanu Kechiyev, of saying the Haggadah, you have to say these three things. Pesach, Matzah, Morur. Other Mepharshim learn, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Sipri Yisias Mitzrayim. His Pesach B'night is a special mitzvah to Mesapa talk about the Yisias Mitzrayim. So a chilek of the mitzvah to Mesapi and Yisias Mitzrayim is to speak about these three things. About Pesach, Matzah, Morur. It's very good, because really Rashi in Chumash says that Bavur Zeh, yeah, the pasuk at the end says, "V'igadat levincha." We soon have this pasuk. So, "V'igadat levincha b'yom hu lemor barvu ze osa Hashem li b'tesim mitroyim." Because of this, Hashem took us out of Mitroyim. What's the barvu ze? What's because of this that Hashem take us out of Mitroyim? So Rashi says, "Barvu ze barvu shakayim mitzvoisov." They're going Pesach, Matzah, Mor halolu. It's because the clients who did these mitzvahs, that's why Hashem took us out. So chelik of the Sipi, Sias Mitzrayim, we're talking about, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, from Gamliel holds, is also a chayv to say the reason, like why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? It was b'schus these mitzvahs. B'schus the mitzvahs we did, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Miri also explains that, the inyan to say these three things, it's not enough just to say them. You have to say the tam hadover. You have to say the reason why we did these mitzvahs. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? That's also nichol in shloisha dvarim. You have to say these three things. Mean say the reasoning why we do it. Like we do, we say the pasuk and we say the reason. These are the three things you have to say. Pesach matzah mor. You have to say Pesach matzah mor. Now it's not enough just to say them, like we said from the mirin. You have to explain it also. Say the tamad dvarim. But that's also nichol part of the mitzvah. The sapi yisias mitzrayim. The Brisker Rav talks about this also. He brings down a tesefta that says that in the Safi Tiyat Mitzrayim, that Kol Amar Bereze Meshubach, if somebody sits down and learns Hilchus Pesach, if somebody learns about the lochas of Hilchus Pesach, he's also Makayim this Indian of Bereze Meshubach. Because the chelik from the mitzvah, Safi Tiyat Mitzrayim, is to talk about the lochas also, the reason, the tamim of the Tiyat Mitzrayim. And that's what the Gemara is saying now. You have to say these three things with the reasoning, with the tam of them also. And why do we say Pesach? So we say Ashum. Why do we have Pesach? We have to explain the reason. She Pesach Hamokem Alboti Avasen of Mitzrayim. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over, jumped over the houses of Yidden in Mitzrayim. She Nemar the Pesach says we Yomartim Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. Asher Pesach Alboti. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu jumped over at the Mashkis, the Malach HaMavis that went to kill up by the Makas Pecharis. He jumped over the houses of the Yidden. That's why it's called Pesach. And that's why we have the Korban Pesach. So you have to say it and say the reasoning why it's called Pesach. Matzah. Now the second thing we have to speak out is about matzah. Now we have to explain what's the reason why do we have matzah, Al-Shum. Why do we have the matzah? She'nigulu avasenim Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us, let us go free from Mitzrayim. She'nema the Pesach says, Va'yoyfu esabotek, they started to bake their dough. Asher oitzionim Mitzrayim. And they didn't have enough time to let it become chometz. So maybe they had matzah. So that's where we have matzah, like that, to show us that Hashem let us go free, and the matzah is the symbol that we were going out so fast, we did not have enough time to let the matzah rise to become chametz. So that's why we eat matzah. Morer, why do we have morer? Al shum shemoru hamitzriyim eschaya v'seinu b'mitzrayim. That the Mitzriyim made a bitter life for our fathers in Mitzrayim. Shenema the pasuk says, v'yimoru eschayim, that they made it very bitter. So you have to speak out the reason why we eat morer. We eat morer for this Indian to remember the bitterness that they did in Mitzrayim. This is a famous kasha that all the Balagodas is. Now the Chura, morer should have been first. Like first, he even had a bitter life in Mitzrayim. And then should be Matzah and Pesach. Then was the Gula, they went out free. It should have been the Chura, first morer, then Pesach and Matzah. How come morer comes last? For someone to say the pshat is that a slave, like Kol Zaman is bitter, life is bitter, you don't realize how bitter it is. It's only after you become free and become a Ben Chorin that you could realize back how bitter it was. So first we talk about Pesach and Matzah, that you should have a feeling of being free. When you're feeling of being free, now you could first realize how bitter it was, morer, when they were bitter. But Kol Zaman, you're still a slave, you don't realize how bitter it is. Then the Mishnah says, Bechol Dor V'Dor, every generation, Chayiv Odom Lirus Esatzmoy. A person has a chiyuv to see himself.
And the Rambam's Giyasri, the famous Rambam, is Laharis et Satsmoy. You have to show to yourself. Laharis, you have to show it. Like face of the night, you have to act like a king and do in Yonam of Cheris to show it to people that like you went out free. But our Giyasri is Liris. You have to be able to see yourself. Kilu hu yotzim Mitzrayim. You have to feel as if you yourself went out of Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to have the feeling as if our fathers, the Eden and Mitzrayim went out. But we have to feel as if we ourselves really went out of Mitzrayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'igarato levincha b'yayimu, if you tell your son at this day, Leimer saying, V'avur ze osu Hashem li betzeisim b'mitzrayim. Because of these things, like Rashi says, because of these mitzvahs, of the matzah, Pesach, Amorim, Hashem took who out? Not he took them out, but Hashem also li betzeisim. When I went out of Mitzrayim, Mash, everybody has a chiyuv to feel as if I really went out of Mitzrayim. That's the chiyuv Pesach b'nai. You have to feel it. And how do we feel it? That's what the Rambam says, Laharas. You have to show, actually live through going out of Mitzrayim. You have to act like a Ben Churim. That's the mitzvah sipis, you have to try him. Talk about all the nisim that happened. You have to really visualize and feel it as if you're really going out of Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, hey, since we're feeling as if we're really going out of Mitzrayim, anachnu chayovim lehoidos. We have a chiyuv to give back, kodah to give thanks. Lahalo to praise, l'shabeach to praise, l'foyer, l'roimeim, l'hader, all l'shenes of praising, excalling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'hader, giving him kavod, l'vorech to bless him, l'alei to raise him, l'kalei to give him a lot of different shvachim, l'mi sh'osa l'avaseinu v'lonu, that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that did, to our fathers and to us, as kol ha'nisim v'elu, all these nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like I said, we have to feel as if nisim were really done to us. That what were the nisim? Hoytzionu Hashem took us out, may avdus from slavery lecheres to freedom, may yogur from sorrow lesimcha to happiness, may avela from avelus leyomtiv to have a yomtiv, or may avela from darkness lor godol to a light, or may shibu legula from slavery to freedom. For noyma lofon of haluka, and we have to say in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu haluka, we have to say halal. So the Maram is interesting. The Maram is masbir. That the reason why Chayiv Adam Liris HaSatzmai, why do you have to see yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim? Because the Mishnah is saying that since all these nisim happened to us, we have a chiyuv to say back halal. We have a chiyuv to say halal. Now usually the chiyuv to say halal is if a nis happened to you, you have to say halal back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or at most, if it happened to your father, a son could also say halal for the nis that happened to his father. Mashenkein, for a great seder, what happened to your great fathers, you can't say halal for that. You can't make a bracha on that nis. So the question is, how could we make a bracha? We make a bracha that Hashem did these nisim to us. It wasn't nisim done to us. It was nisim done to our great-great-grandfathers. So how could we make the bracha now? That's a teretz. That chayiv adam, everybody has to feel as if he himself really went out of Mitzrayim. And the pshat is, like we said, because idu lo yhoitzi Hashem, because if Hashem wouldn't have taken our fathers out of Mitzrayim, haray anu v'neinu 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 Mitzrayim, we would right now still be in Mitzrayim. So this is a nais that's really negated to us right now. It's not just a nais that happened to our great-grandfathers. It's a nais that's negated to us. Because if it didn't happen to them, if they wouldn't have been free then, we would right now still be there. So if everybody has to feel as if he himself right now went out of Mitzrayim. Because if not for that nais, we still would be there. So here, a path to make a bracha for this nest, even though the nest is not directly on us. It's upon our great-great-grandfathers and usually a nais. That happened to them, we don't make a bracha, but here this nes, if it didn't happen to them, we would still be in Mitzrayim, so it's considered as if the nes happened to us. So that's why Chayiv Adam Lirois, in order l'chura to be able to make these brachas, in order to say Hallel, in order to make the bracha on the nes. Because otherwise we couldn't make the bracha on the nes. So the name of the fall of Haluka, you have to say Hallel. Ad Heichen Uweimer, how much of Hallel do we say, Pesach by night? Just the first halukah. That's all you have to say, according to Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says no. Ad chalom mishlamayim amoyim, the way we say it. That's where we stop saying the halal before the suda. For choisim, after we say halal, what bracha do we make? Like the bracha on the neis. For choisim begula, we have a chsim, we end off saying a bracha on the neis. So what bracha do we say? Now it's a machlokes. Rabbi Tarfon Noimer Shegoalnu VeGolas Es Avosenu MiMitzrayim. Flohoye Chayim. He said, Rabbi Tarfon only made a psich. He started off with the baruch, and that's all he said was that Shegolanu VeGolas Avosenu MiMitzrayim, and he stopped right there. It was like a birchas ha-mitzvah, a birchas ha-shvach. He gave shvach to Hashem that he made the nes to us, and that's all. But he didn't end off with the baruch. He didn't end off with the baruch. The Rishbam says here that the first one, the big lines, that tir tarfin pasach a baruch v'yena choisim a baruch. Immediately have you a birchas peris, because a tarfin old is like a bracha making a peris or birchas hamitzvus. The kula adohi. The whole thing is one hador. It's one thanking. We're thanking Hashem for the nisim that He did to us. So you only start off with a bracha. You do not have to end off with a baruch. That's Reb Tarfon Shita. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, we say like this. No, we end off with a baruch also. This is the way we do it. We say like this. Kein Hashem lekeinu lekeav esenu yagienu lemiyadim legolam acherim. Hashem should bring us to other yom tovim haboyim legresenu that will come to us l'sholem and happiness. Smeichim bevinyan erecha, which have simcha, which have happiness in the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. We're very happy about doing the avoidom. We should be able to eat min apsochim min azvochim, and somehow the girsum min azvochim min apsochim. The Farshim said that's a better girsum, because really, what does the zvochim and psochim mean? Zvochim chur means the korban chagigah that you bring with the korban Pesach. In order that Pesach by night, first you eat from the zvochim, first you eat from the chagigah to like make yourself satisfied, and then when you sova, then you eat from the korban Pesach. So really the gisa should be that we should be able to eat from the first the korban zevach of the korban chagiga, and then we should be able to eat from the pesach. Ad then we end off baruch to Hashem goal Yisrael. That's the way of Tarfon said, and that's what we do also. That we say a few more things, not just tam hoydo. This is where Reb Tera Akiva ends off with the bracha bracha Hashem Gal Yisrael. You know, as Rishbam says, "Final the Avdinik Reb Kiva leMaisla Locha." Even though it's a machlokes in the Mishnah Reb Tafan and Reb Kiva, we hold on Reb Kiva. Why? Because the klal is we pass on Reb Kiva mechavei roi. If somebody else is arguing on Reb Kiva, we always pass on Reb Kiva, but not if two people are arguing on him. So Chodesh Rishbam makes the kasha that we had a Tanakama that first says. The Tanakhana first says, V'chaysem begula. Yend off begula. Then it says, Reb Tarfon noin mashe golanu. So the Churetz mashma, Tanakhama and Reb Tarfon are both saying the same thing. You only make a bracha rishayna. And Reb Kiva is the only one that says you have to make a bracha achareinu also. So Churetz should be two connected one. So Shbam says no. The Tanakhama doesn't say clear what he holds. He just says, Tanakhama, V'chaysem begula. You have to end off making a bracha on the gula on the nisim. What bracha do you make? He doesn't say. That's the machlokes. He left it up to the machlokes between Reb Tarfon and Reb Kiva. So the only one that argues on Reb Kiva is only Reb Tarfon. So that's the klal we pass to Reb Kiva, but Mokim is only one person arguing on him. That's our minig, that we make the bracha like Reb Kiva says. Yeah. So to Gemara. That says also the same thing. That's an akamal le'pirish ketsa, the pligi v'milsei Reb Tarfon and Reb Kiva. It's only machlokes Reb Tarfon and Reb Kiva what to do. So he said, the fikach anachnu that yeshayim we say sheva hoydois, seven different hoydois here, but lo yois the connected zayin rikiyim. Connected seven different rikiyas in the shemayim, we say loshin of seven shvachas here. So the Gemara, Omar Rava, sorach sheyayim, you have to also say v'yoisano hoytzi misham. You also have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what you have to hear also. So on this reel, the Maram Chavos says his pshat. That Rav is coming to add this pshat that we said before. The real Takash, how could we make a bracha on the Nisim? The Nisim didn't happen to us. These are Nisim that happened to our fathers that went out of Mitzrayim. And the klal is usually a ness. You can't make a ness what happened to somebody else. At most, only to your father, but not before that. So how come here we make a bracha? So that's what Rav is adding to. Adding, that we also have to speak out that Hashem took us out also of Mitzrayim. Therefore, we can make this bracha asher golanu. We can make the bracha on the nisim, and we can say the hallow. Omar Rav, matzah tzorech lagbiya. As b'shas we say, by the gimel dvorim, matzah, we say matzah, you have to pick up the matzah. It's a mitzvah to pick up the matzah like we do. Let's pick up the matzah. Umoror tzorech lagbiya. When you say moror, you're also supposed to pick up the moror. Vashekin Basar, when we say Pesach, ain't Tzorach Lagbiya. You don't have to pick up the Basar when we say the Lashon Pesach. For Lo Yoid, and not only this, that you don't have to pick it up, Elashanira Koicha Kodeshim Achutz. If you would pick it up, it's like an Averim. Because if when we say Pesach Zeh Ashuma Hashem Shepesach, if we'll pick up this meat, it's Mashmu was saying to this meat, you're the Korban Pesach. This is the meat that I was Makdish L'shem Korban Pesach. And as man is there, we don't have a base of Mikdish, you're not allowed to do it. So it looked like as if you're eating Kodeshim Achutz. So not only shouldn't you do it, but L'chur, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to pick up the matzah by itself, the basar by itself. That's what Mefarshim say, even though before we had, that when you install like the karam, like right after we make Kiddush, so then you take away the karam, we pick up the whole karam, or else when we say, when we pick up the whole karam, that's all right. You pick up the whole plate together, even though the basar is on it, that's not showing, you're pointing to the basar, you want saying this is a Korban Pesach. It's only here, just to pick up the meat by itself and to say, Pesach there would be mashmi, you're making it for carbon. You're making it a hegdish. But start to pick up the whole plate together, that would be all right. The Rishbam says, Yisorach like bia, kishoyim a matzah zu, shana oichlim, or moro zeh, shana oichlim. Kedei laroysa lemesubin, you have to show it to everybody at the table, everybody sitting around you. V'techavev mitzvah b'neim, and they should come to love the mitzvah. V'chein v'tshubas agoinim. Then you have a chaviv as a mitzvah. Like you're talking about now the matzah. This is the matzah. We're going to do the mitzvah with it soon. Pick it up and show everybody. This is the matzah. To the matzah v'chein b'tshubas agoinim. To the yom atzorach lagbi yahainu b'matzah zu de'agarato. When we say that God, when we say matzah zu, there's this Indian to pick up the matzah. When we say the morrow, pick up the morrow also to show everybody. This is the morrow we're going to do the mitzvah with soon. Vashenkein bosa zokta shomine tashilim that we have on the plate. Is ain't tzorach lagbia, kishenayim in Pesach, shayim v'sein oichlim. Well, yagbia abosah shuzeich lepesach. Don't pick up the shank bone that you have, zeich of the Korban Pesach. Because it looks like you're making it hegdish now, and eating hegdish bachutz, it's no good. So, tomorrow. Omer Ravacho bar Yaakov. Suma potter miloimer hagoda. He holds a suma, blind person, is potter from the mitzvah of CPC of Mitzrayim. He's potter saying the hagoda. Why? Siv hoch, here the Pesach says, Barvu ze. We have Vigarato Lebincha, Bayemu Lemor, Barvu ze. Because of this, also Shalim says in Mitzrayim, and gradually the Pesach right before is about, spoke about Matzos Yeyochel, you should eat Matzos 7 days, and then it says Vigarato Lebincha. Because Mashma, the Indian of Sapir, of saying that God, the face of the night, is totally with the Matzah, and the Pesach says Barvu ze. Now it says Barvu ze, it's Rigzer Shavam, Uksiv Hosim. By the parsha of Seir Murur, it also says, B'neinu Zeh. It says somebody has a son that's a Seir Murur, you bring him to the Bezdin, and they say, B'neinu Zeh, this son. Now we dashing over there, Ma'al Lahala, just like by the parsha of Ben Seir Murur, Prat L'suma. If the father is a suma of a blind person, he can't point to his son and say, B'neinu Zeh, this is my son that's so bad to me. If he can't point him, there's no Indian of Seir Murur. Even if the son is so big and does all the other tanoim, or if the father is blind, there's no inyan of a ben sarah marum. Because he can't say, b'neinu zeh, you can't pick him up and point him, this one you can't see. His achura, halt, ravacher, bayakav, it's exerah shavam, that afkan, here also Pesach by night. Prat l'sumim. The pasuk says, bavur zeh means, you have to be able to, like, point to the matzah. You have to be able to pick up the matzah and say, this is the matzah that I'm doing the mitzvah with. Bavur zeh. At the point of war, the matzah siyochol eshivas ayomim. Then you say barvur zeh. You have to be able to point to the matzah, to the morrow, to the pesach, to the matzah. That's the chiyuv. But if you're blind, you can't point, you can't see it. You're potter from saying that agoda. And who would then, according to the svar lechura, you're potter from eating matzah also. Hey, there's a tanai here. You have to be able to say barvur zeh means you have to be able to hold up the matzah like point and see it. This is the matzah I'm doing the mitzvah with. And a blind person can't do it. So Rav Acha holds that he's potter from saying that agoda. Furthermore, Eini, it's not like that. The Yama Mareima said, Sha'atinu l'rabbonim the very Rabbi Yosef. I asked the question to the Talmidim that were in Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva. I asked them, Man the Yama Garata, they Rabbi Yosef. Who said the Haggadah by your yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef? Mashal of the Gemara, only one person said the Haggadah, and everybody was Yosef with Shemiah, everybody heard. Like here, who was the Baal Haggadah? Who led the Seder? Or Musa, Talmidim answered back, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef led the Seder. He led the Seder. He was the Baal Haggadah. Now Rabbi Yosef was blind. This is the kasha. After he said the Haggadah, and be mercy everybody else. If you say assume a blind person is potter from the Haggadah, he can't be mercy everybody else. Right, another question he asked, in the Rav Sheshes Yeshiva, who said the Agoda by the Seder? Omru, they answered back, Rav Sheshes, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Sheshes himself, he was the one that said the Agoda. And the Rav Sheshes and Rav Yeshiva were both blind. That's the Kasha. How could they say the Agoda? To be mercy everybody else, they have us on. According to Rav Acha, if you hold a blind person as potter, they can't say it. And for the Gemara, you have to say, Kesava Rabbonin, Rav Acha has told that Matzah b'zman hazeh de Rabbonin. That the mitzvah tit matzah b'zman hazeh b'chal is only with Rabbonin, ain't a chanami. As the ikka mitzvah matzah, he holds only b'zman hazeh korban Pesach. Like he doesn't know from the posik, v'erev teichlo matzah, the way we do. There's a special mitzvah tit matzah by Leil Pesach, even though we don't have the korban Pesach. He holds no. There's ikka chiv is only al matzah s'mrorim yachluhu. That means b'zman you have the korban Pesach. Then there's the mitzvah tit, the matzah, the morin, and the korban Pesach. But b'zman hazeh that there's no Pesach and echnami. There's no mitzvah matzah and echnami. There's no mitzvah agoda either. So Mela, that's why it was good why Rav Sheshes or Rav Yosef could say the agoda, because since it's only a chiv midrabbanan anyway, so mashma midrabbanan the suma is mechuyev in saying the agoda. So therefore they could be mitzvah the rabbi. So that's what we're saying. Sover rabbanan matzah b'zman hazeh the rabbanan. Mechlal drabacha by Yaakov sover matzah b'zman hazeh the araisa. But Rav Acha b'Yakov that said no, a sumer is potter. Notice he can't say that goda. Master Rav Acha b'Yakov holds that matzah b'zman hazeh is the araisa. And the Melech could divide up the two things. Even though we don't have a current Pesach today, there's no Pesach, but the matzah, the mitzvah sifas yis mishraim, that is mid araisa. Therefore, Rav Acha had to say a statement that a sumer, a blind person, he's potter from the agoda, he's potter from eating the matzah. Therefore, he can't be mitzvah the rabbi. For the Gemara, for Rav Acha b'Yakov. Rav Acha b'Yakov, he's the one who diyom. He's the one that says matzah b'zman hazeh the rabbanon. He's the one that holds no. The chi of tit matzah today is only mid rabbanon. He holds that matzah is totally in the korban pesach. B'zman hazeh there's no korban pesach. There's no chi of tit matzah. So back to kasha then. If b'zman is there, the whole chi is only mid rabbanon. So then why can't the suma like say the agoda? I he's potter mid raisa. So what? But the chura in the rabbanon's though, let him be mitzvah everybody else. And for the Gemara, that's not so shver. Kisava Rav Acha b'Yakov holds that called the tikkun Rabbonin, ki ain't the right to tikkun. Whenever the Rabbonin came and made a mitzvah, the Rabbonin made the mitzvahs like the mitzvah was the raisa. So that we eat matzah today is only with the Rabbonin true. But the Rabbonin made the mitzvah matzah like it was bisman there was the Korban Pesach. So just like when there was the Korban Pesach, Rav Acha dashins, Baruch Hu is there. You have to be able to see the matzah. You have to be able to point and see the matzah. Then you have a chiyuv to eat the matzah. But a suma, a blind person, is potter from the agoda, potter from the matzah. So b'zman is there also that the chiyuv to eat matzah, according to Rav Acha b'Yakov, is only midrabbanan. The rabbanan were also masakin. This mitzvah should be like it was midiraisim. So just like b'zman the beis hamikdash, a suma was potter from matzah. Who adim b'zman is there also a suma is potter from matzah. That's what Rav Acha b'Yakov has to say, that a suma is potter from the agoda, potter from matzah. So the more L'Rav Sheshes over Rav Yosef Nami for the more Kasha and Sheshes and Rav Yosef, how did they say that God? How would they mercy everybody else? Hovad they called the token Rabbon and candy rice a tikkun. The Chur, if they hold the Rav Acha b'Yakov, if they hold that a sum is potter from the mitzvah. So what do you want to answer? That they hold that this man is there matzah and that God was also only with the Rabbonin. So about this only with the Rabbonin, therefore they held that even though they're blind, they could be mercy other people. For the Gemara Kasha though, but the Chur of Acha b'Yakov is saying a good svara. Even if you want to say matzah is only with the Rabbanon today, but the Rabbanon were masakim matzah today the same way it was b'zman debeis hamikdash was kayim. Therefore, a suma that was potter then is potter now also. So Masha from the Gemara, if you're potter from matzah and b'avruzeh, you're potter from v'yagarto, you're potter from d'agodon, so your suma, Rabbi Yosef, Rav Sheshes, the Kasha, how were you able to say d'agodon to be mitzvah everybody by your seder? The Chur, you're potter. So even it's only a chiv with the Rabbanim today, but even in the Rabbanim the klal should be, the Rabbanim were only misakin like it was in the Raises. So in the Raises, if a sumer is potter, they should not be allowed to say that God for everybody else. So Gemara answers this the maskana. Hochi hashta, what's ratsushto, what's one is not like the other one. Now in other words, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef argue completely on Rav Acha b'Yakov. And they both hold no. A suma is mechuyev in the Pesach b'nayin. He's mechuyev in matzah, he's mechuyev in yagoda, and that's the way we hold. Why? Bishleim also, bishleim we understand by ben seru marir, mid hevel le mikhtav b'nayinu hu. The Pasuk just should have said, the father comes to complain to Bezdin and say, B'neinu, he's my son. But the Pasuk says, instead of who, it says the word Zeh. Shema Mina comes to teach you something, that you have to be able to see your son and point to your son and say, yes, this is my son, he's the Ben Sarah. Then there's a Pasha of Sarah Murrah. Prat Lusumin, Mashenken, somebody that's blind, that can't say, this is my son, you can't see him, there's no Din Ben Sarah Murrah. So Prat Lusumin Hu Diyosa. That's why we understand by Ben Sarah Murrah it's true. If the father is blind, there's no Pasha of Ben Sarah Murrah. Aval Hocho, Mashenken here. By the mitzvah sipis yis mitzrayim vi gadat levinch b'yamu lay b'avur zeh, as goes on the pasuk before also of matzah. That's what the Torah says b'avur zeh. It doesn't come to exclude a suma, a blind person. Abul hakom ilav b'avur zeh, like it's not extra here, the word zeh, like it's not the pshat, it's extra. Ilav, if not for the Torah saying b'avur zeh, my lichtav, what else could the Torah said? The Torah had to say b'avur zeh. It means say el b'avur matzah umar hu diyasa. The Pasuk is saying, we spoke about before the union of matzah. The Pasuk is saying now, tell your son that b'avur zeh, like Rashi says, because of the mitzvahs that we are doing, Hashem did this to us. So Melech, b'avur zeh is not extra. It's coming to explain to us, what's b'avur, because of why was the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because of these mitzvahs that we did. So here the word zeh is not extra. So therefore here, avada, we hold, b'avur zeh, ma'ilu mikhtav, ele b'avur matzah, umar hu diyosah. That all sippis, yes, Mitzrayim comes because of these mitzvahs of the matzah morer. Therefore, asume is mechuyiv in the mitzvahs matzah morer. The Miri adds on to it that also that a matzah is in front of you, even a suma could really pick up the matzah and say matzah zeh. Like if he feels the matzah, he can pick it up and say matzah zeh. So here, avad the suma is in the pasha of mitzvahs matzah, and he is in the pasha of sippis, yes, Mitzrayim, and therefore it was good why Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yosef, they both said that Godah to everybody in their yeshiva. They were moist to everybody else. Because of Adam, that's the locha, that a suma is mechuyiv in these mitzvahs of matzah and sippis yis mitzrayim. Vital. Figach onu chayovim. Therefore, we have a chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As once we say there's a chayiv adam liros asatzmoy, you have to see yourself as if you mamish went out freed, so now you have to thank, give these seven l'shenis of shvach, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mar Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yechidin, Haleluka, that will mean